Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Swanson moves to third. Haas moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop bunts in front of the plate. Grubb can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Coleman moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Durham moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Grube moves to second. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mahaffey moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to third for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grube hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Grubb scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swanson scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Peterson now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson fires to second, and they've got Hayes trapped. There's the throw to Fox, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller pinch hits for Jim Peterson. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Freitas now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair pinch hits for Tony Freitas. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.